Welcome to It's a Balancing Act, the podcast for working moms. I'm your host, Marley, a mom of two under four and a nurse practitioner. I created this podcast out of a desire to connect and learn from other working moms about balancing motherhood, home life, and a career. Whether you have 20 minutes on your commute to work, on your lunch break, or somewhere in between, I hope you'll join along with us as we chat about the unique roles, challenges, and joys we share as working moms. Maybe you'll learn something, maybe you'll laugh, but mostly I hope that you find that you're surrounded by a community of moms walking in similar shoes with similar struggles, all just simply trying to do their best. Join in and let's create a better balance for us and our families together. Today's episode features Abby. Abby is a mom of two who works full-time outside of the home on weekends and cares for the kids full-time during the week. She brings up very honest realizations that she has gone through since becoming a working mom. I really resonate with her as she speaks to how her life has changed since having kids, but how much joy and fulfillment she experiences through motherhood. I apologize for my voice in advance when we recorded this. I just had gotten over the virus of the week that my kids brought home from daycare, which some of you know all too well. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed today's episode with Abby as much as I did. Abby, thank you so much for being here today. I just want to say every time I see someone and meet someone in public and they know you, they only tell me how amazing you are, and I already know that. It's just so funny because they're always like, do you know Abby? I know Abby. Abby's amazing. And everyone always says the same thing. You're so sweet and so amazing. So I'm just so excited to have you on.
Thank you.
So to get started, tell me a little bit about what you do for work.
Well, I'm a nurse practitioner, and I love our memories together because we went to school together.
That's right.
And I always love cardiac patients. My background in nursing is cardiac patients. So when I did NP school, I really wanted to work in cardiology.
Yeah.
So somehow I got the job, and that's what I've been doing for 6 years.
Share with me a little bit about your home life.
Well, I have a husband.
Yeah.
And I have two kids.
How long have you been married?
Okay. This past December was 12 years.
12 years.
Yes.
Aww. Yeah. And when did you become a mom?
I became a mom in 2020.
Okay.
So my husband and I had been married 8 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Before. So you had a little bit of time before you had kids.
We did.
Great. Awesome. And then what are the ages of your kids now?
They are 4 and 2.
Oh, those are sweet ages. Yeah. So about 2 years apart.
Yes.
Okay. What does a typical week look like for your family? And do you and your husband have similar schedules?
Okay, we have opposite schedules.
Okay.
I work a weekend only schedule.
Okay.
So I work every Saturday, Sunday, essentially. With my job, I work in a hospital, but my husband works Monday through Friday. But we do, it's a good like work-life balance for us, and we take turns like being the full-time parent, I guess you could say. And then I will say like, Matt, my husband, has always been just 100% in, and you know, we trade and take over. He takes over on the weekends, and then I take over on Monday through Friday. But there is for sure like, when do we see each other, like scenario. Yeah. But we try to make time for each other and try to hang out and go on dates as much as we can, which is actually pretty rare. But he's a teacher.
Yeah.
So we do have chunks of time like summer break.
Okay.
Christmas break, which I'm on the countdown now for summer break.
It'll be here before we know it.
Yeah.
How is working weekends only? Is that something that you thrive in? Is it hard to work weekends and miss out on some things?
I do think I miss out on things. When I took the position, my oldest was a newborn.
Okay.
And it was right during COVID, and nobody was doing anything anyways. So at the time, like, our church wasn't meeting, you know, there was lots of things that just wasn't happening where I felt like I wouldn't miss out. Now that things are much better, like, you know, things have opened up again, I do feel like I miss out. And I have considered, like, changing back to a more weekday schedule. But there's pros and cons, you know. I only work 2 days a week. And we don't have to pay for childcare, like those types of things for us were significant. And when I am at work, at least like you can relate, but when you have like a clinic, you have charts to finish, you have a lot of like labs and tests to follow up on, where when I finish my shifts, I'm clocked out, you know, I'm done. And so I can leave work at work. And that has been, I like that, you know, I like that I can have that like off on switch kind of thing.
You don't have to take that work home with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess in some regards, we always take a little bit of work home with us, just mentally, but being able to leave the physical part of work at work. That's great. Are there any roles in the household that primarily you fulfill, vice versa, for your husband?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say we have probably a very traditional, like, marriage in a way where most of the, like, cooking, cleaning, I do. And then Matt is very handy and, like, you know, fixes anything, like, does the, which I mow too, but he does mowing and, like, yard work.
Okay.
Kind of that type of thing. But he is still, like, I would say, he may not think like, oh, I should fold the clothes, but if I'm like, hey, can we get this load of clothes folded? We can do it together. And he's like part of that. But it's definitely not what comes to his mind when he thinks of like, what should I do today? but he's a good guy. And I think we share some things, but for the most part, like your typical daily tasks of like cooking, cleaning, you know, laundry, is me. The also kids, you. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I think that's pretty similar for a lot of households.
Yeah.
The same as us.
Yeah, so. And I do have a perspective that, like, I mean, and this is very, like, probably assigning roles, but I do think women just naturally are, like, more inclined to think about those things. Like, now that I do have a family and a home, you know, like I take pride in my home. You may not think that today coming in here, but you know, you take pride in like, you know, like keeping it nice and like, you know, all those things. But, and my husband is the same, but what he thinks is like keeping it nice is more like guy stuff, I guess you could say.
Oh, I know. I remember the first time I ever, got a glimpse into what my husband thought was like cleaning the bathroom. Right. And I was, very interesting perspective on what clean was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. you know, you actually have to scrub the toilet.
Yeah.
Exactly. Are there any tasks that you prefer to hire help or assistance with, like cleaning, meal prepping, etc.?
Mm-hmm. I definitely have hired someone to help me clean, like, for years, but it's not like a maintenance. You know, it's like for myself, for a birthday present, I want to have the house cleaned professionally or something like that. And it does make a difference that week, you know, of it just being like, wow, this is so nice. But I do have like a mother's helper that I asked around with some older moms at our church who have older kids, you know, if they'd be willing to maybe help me once a week with little chores. And most of the time it's laundry. So I do have a mother's helper that comes mostly once a week for a few hours, and I pay them, you know, to help me fold clothes and put the boys' clothes away. And it's actually significant, you know, that's my least favorite chore. So, and I do think, I mean, because it's not like someone's career, like it's someone in high school wanting to do a little bit of work for a few hours and like make some money. But it's not like strenuous work and it's flexible. Like if she has something at school that comes up and she can just not come, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that works well for both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
I would recommend that to all the moms.
I'm like,
to hire a mother's helper. You need to do this. Yes.
I feel like I don't necessarily mind washing the clothes, like moving them over, but exactly what you said, folding. I really hate folding and then I really hate putting them away.
Right. Yeah.
So a lot of times they'll get folded and they'll sit in the basket for a week or 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm the same way. And like, for example, this past week I washed 5 loads of clothes and they stayed in the laundry room the whole week.
Yeah.
And we were like looking through the clothes every day of like, what should we wear? And I don't know why, but it's almost like I don't even, it feels so overwhelming that it's like, I don't have the time to stand here and fold clothes. And when I do bring it to my own room, the kids like jump on my bed and like mess everything up. And so it just ends up staying in the laundry room. But all that to say, the my mother's helper came over, and when we usually do it together, you know, and so when she's here, it just gets done so fast, and she usually puts the kids' clothes away, and then I put mine and Matt's clothes away, and it's done, you know, and it makes a big difference.
I really had not considered, you know, getting a mother's helper, so I feel like that's a great piece of advice.
Like someone at your church, or maybe just a family friend that has an older, it doesn't have to be a daughter. You could hire a mother's helper that does your yard work. I don't know. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. So with you working weekends, your husband working during the week, what would you say is the hardest challenge for you in your role as a working mom, but also as a wife?
Yeah. That's a good question, and I think kind of hard because there's lots of challenges.
Yeah.
But I think probably the biggest thing is just, like, both of us are always on, and, like, we're either on at work or we're on at home, and we're both alone, you know, most of the time, like, during that work day of parenting. And yeah, it can definitely be hard just to find time to have for yourself or for each other. You know, at the end of the day, we can all relate, but you just don't want to go anywhere. You don't want to do anything. And you really can't if your kids are in bed unless you hire somebody to babysit. So it is, like, I think that's probably the biggest challenge. And I do, you know, have a countdown to, like, when we're both going to be off together, and looking forward to, like, the next break, which I am glad that my husband's a teacher, and I know the whole year's schedule. Like, okay, I can make it to Christmas break. Like, I can make it to spring break, and then we have 2 months off for the summer, because that really is, like, a dream when we're both off together.
So it's really kind of just setting that, okay, if I can make it to then I have a little bit of reprieve.
Yeah,
that is hard.
And just to be together, like, all four of us, you know, you know, is nice, instead of on your own the whole time.
So your kids, they go to preschool 2 days a week?
Yeah, 2 half-days a week.
Okay.
Yeah. And actually, like, Matt, he doesn't get that chunk of time by himself where I do for a few hours. But I usually am, like, frantically cleaning the house or, like, getting something else done. But this past year, I did try to make a priority to exercise a little bit, like, during that time. And I think that's been good to do some working out. And yeah.
So what do you do when you actually do get time for yourself? What do you
like to do? I do like to run, and there's a few parks around here. I'll, like, go for a jog. I have come home and taken a nap. I have done that. And we have some property, and so sometimes I, like, plant seeds or walk around the property. Yeah, or meet somebody for brunch. You know, I do also try to see some friends that maybe their kids are at school too. Mm-hmm. But nothing is set, and I'm not a very, like, we have schedules, but I'm also kind of a spontaneous person. Like, oh, tomorrow should we go do this? So sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't, but yeah. And then something else, like, with working weekends that I do miss out on is, like, going to church, and that whole, like, for me, a spiritual involvement with like-minded people, mm-hmm. I have missed out on. But we have found a really great church that does meet on Wednesdays.
Okay.
And then I have joined the women's Bible study there. And I will say that to me is, I really look forward to it, you know, and just hearing, you know, the Bible through women. And it's not necessarily, like, in a way, I do feel like that mentally just, like, lifts me up.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Your faith and your spiritual
life. Yeah. And then, like, finding something that even though I'm at work on Sundays, like, I can still be with believers that have similar beliefs, I guess you could say. But
that community around
you. Yeah.
So how do you prioritize your marriage amidst parenting and career building?
Yeah, that is hard. And like I said before, you know, we work opposite schedules. And so we both, I think, we have very different careers, you know, and we both are driven people. And so it's kind of like when I'm at my job, you know, I'm at my job, and I have honestly, before kids, I feel like done most of my reaching to the next stage, I guess you could say, before kids. So I'm definitely at a place where I love my job and I learn and I, but I like do that while I'm at work kind of thing. I don't have really extra things that I'm striving for outside of that time. And probably same with my husband. But finding time for each other, we just have to like really prioritize it, you know.
And do y'all do like dates once the kids go down? Like,
we will hang out like here, hang out here and like watch a show or like sit outside. And sometimes we have a bonfire or something like that. But yeah, it's never, we don't like plan it out, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
It's kind of spur of the moment. Yeah, exactly.
You live very spontaneously.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. The one thing I love about you is you're always like, just go with the flow. And I think that works really, really well for like your personality and your family. And
I do have structure, but then outside of that, it's very like Monday through Friday is kind of like, you know.
So it gives you a good like balance.
Yeah, I have a good balance. Yeah.
I like it. What is the biggest lesson you have learned as a working mom?
That's a tough question. Yeah.
The next two are tough.
Okay. I do think my priorities have changed like big time. I definitely love my career and care about my career and want to do a good job. But I also like love my family. And so just the way I think about things has changed a lot since having kids, you know, being a working mom, it's changed a lot. My expectations as to like what I can get done in a day is very different. And I do think it's revolves around my kids, you know, as much as you say, I'm not going to let my life change, you know, it just changes and I'm okay with it. You know, I'm okay with it. It's just the life stage that I'm in right now. I don't know if that answers your question.
It does.
Totally, yeah, but things just change and it can be really hard. Like there's definitely really hard days where you are like, I want to be this, you know, I want to go do this for myself and you just can't do it. And sometimes you have to just be okay with it, you know, and that your kid is screaming in the store, you know, stuff like that. Yeah.
Sacrifice seems like such a
like
harsh term, but really you make a lot of sacrifices without really even knowing it.
Right.
But what you said really resonates with me because my life just completely changed when I became a mom. And I had this picture of, oh, my life will change when I'm a mom and things will be different and I'll feel differently. But you don't grasp that until you are walking that journey.
Yeah.
And so I thought you nailed it.
Yeah. And like your kids rely on you. Like, and when they're little babies, you know, they literally can't do anything for themselves. And it feels very much like my world is revolving around this someone else. Mm-hmm. But it's just the way it is. It's literally just the way it is. And you have to come to terms with it. I do think like before kids, you know, I lived my life, like, what are my goals? What are my ambitions? And I did want to be a mom, but I didn't understand, you know, how that would change, you know, everything really.
Absolutely. You don't have the capacity to really fathom that because it really does take being a mom and having that child before you to understand how much that will change.
But like the positives are like, I feel like I get to be a kid again. There's like things about it where like I want them to have such a great childhood and just be free and really just have a great childhood where like I'm playing, you know, and just to let myself relive that again, I guess you could say. And
there's so much more joy in my life, like
with kids.
And it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard, but the moments and the memories that are made make it all so much more worth it.
Yeah.
This is always everyone's hardest question. So here we go. What advice would you give another mom about balancing work life, home life, and motherhood?
Well, that is a really hard question. I do think, and this is just me personally, but I do think like I need help. And I am okay with that. Like, I've come to terms where it's like okay to ask for help, and like having that mother's helper, it's just, it's not a significant amount of money, but I do have to pay someone, but it does make a big difference in just having that help. And I'm okay to ask for help, you know, and I don't have family here full time to like come over and do things, but I've kind of made that decision that I have to have help sometimes. So I would say that would be advice. Like, when you are just at your limit, like maybe it's time to ask for help.
Yeah.
And then also when you are feeling those things, because it happens, like just to maybe separate yourself from the situation, genuinely ask God to like help you have whatever it is that you need, like energy or patience or kindness, you know, towards your kids or your spouse or yourself, you know, if you're being really hard on yourself, to just give you what you need in that moment. And just, but I think it takes just stepping away for a minute, like, okay, I have to step away and then come back, you know.
Asking for help is something that I find hard to do, yeah, as well as many women,
yeah,
find hard to do. And I don't know where that comes from. I don't, yeah, know where that stems from, where we're just kind of trained to think that like we're supposed to be able to do it all, mm-hmm, by ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we can't.
No.
But we go and we do and we keep pushing and trying to, and
right,
trying to keep everything together, and then there becomes this breaking point.
Right. Right.
And so I love that you said, you know, asking for help is your biggest piece of advice, mm-hmm, and getting help, mm-hmm, is your biggest piece of advice, because I think it oftentimes people don't learn that,
yeah,
until they're in a situation where they feel like they are
like in over your head. Out. Yeah, you're burnt out, you're in over your head. And like for me, the one thing that I just feel like I can never handle is like folding clothes. And it sounds so stupid, but it really like mentally like weighs on me, or I just feel like I'm not at peace, and I don't know why, but like this internal, I still have this to get done or whatever. And for me, I don't know why, but I always am like, I have to have all these things done before I go to work, because when I'm at work, they're very long shifts, and like that's all I do those days is work, you know, I don't do anything else. And yeah, so I do feel like for me, I like carry that, like I have to have all this stuff done before I get to work, and it stresses me out. But just to ask for help,
yeah,
absolutely, makes a difference.
That's great advice. So Abby, I think that you nailed it. You gave such great advice during this this conversation today, and I'm just really grateful for your time. I know how precious it is when you have those couple hours of no kids. And so
yeah,
I'm just grateful that you're spending it with me today.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, this was fun.
Thanks for having me.
This was fun.
Hey, are you or do you know a working mom who would be a good addition to the show? I'm searching for more moms to interview for season 2 and would love to get your input on a guest list. I would encourage you to head over to the show's Instagram page at its.a.balancingapp and fill out the form linked in the bio. I will get back to you as soon as I am able. Thank you for supporting my dream of creating a supportive and uplifting community for working moms of all kinds.